Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
In Job 14 and verse 14, we read, "If someone dies, will they live again?" Now, around AD 616, the very first Christian missionaries came to the court of King Edwin in Northumbria, England. In his great hall, ablaze with the light of numerous torches, they presented the gospel. The king listened, and then he consulted his advisers. One of the noblemen said, "Life is like a banquet hall. Inside is light, fire, warmth, and feasting, but outside it's cold and dark. A sparrow flies in through a window at one end, and out through a window at the other. That's what life is like. At birth we emerge from the unknown, and for a brief while we're here, with a fair amount of comfort and happiness. But then we fly out into the cold, dark, unknown future. Can this new religion lighten that darkness for us?" Now, we who believe in the resurrection can answer that with a hearty yes. A faulty heartbeat, a malignant cell, or a tragic accident can end life as we know it. But that's not the end. And unless you believe that, here's what you're left with in Corinthians chapter 15. If Christ has not been raised, then your faith is a delusion and you're still lost in your sins. Believers in Christ who have died are lost. If our hope in Christ is good for this life only and no more, then we deserve more pity than anyone else in all the world. But the truth is that Christ has been raised from death as the guarantee that those who sleep in death will also be raised. For the believer, the end of life on earth is the beginning of a glorious life with Christ in heaven. And that's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.